Hare Krishna. There is a saying that Srila Prabhupada repeats, and that is that the housewife teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching the daughter. And then Prabhupada also says similarly, Krishna teaches the world by instructing his devotee. Devotees like Arjuna, Parikshit Maharaj are already liberated souls. They don't need to be instructed. Especially they don't need to be instructed in principles of karma yoga, hatha yoga, and so on. But still, because many other people are on lower rungs of spiritual advancement, Krishna makes arrangement for these devotees to also receive not only lesson in pure devotional service, which they already know, but also in different types of yoga practices, which they have no even interest in, and never did. For instance, in the beginning of the second canto, where I just gave class from today, in New Vrindavan, Shukdev Goswami is talking about the yogi, and how the yogi, by meditating on the Lord, ultimately develops devotion. Parikshit Maharaj is not a yogi. He's been a devotee since his birth. In fact, he's actually a relative of Krishna. In his mother's womb, he had darshan of the Lord. As a child, he always was absorbed in thoughts of Krishna and Krishna's pastimes, always trying to seek out where's Krishna. And Bhagavatam calls him Maha Bhagavato Mahan. A great Mahabhagwat amongst Mahabhagwatas. So why does Shukdev Goswami teach him about how to come from being an impersonalist and a yogi meditator to the platform of devotional service? Because there are so many other people around. There are many yogis, gyanis, mystics, etc., who have gathered from different parts of the universe because they heard that the great king was leaving his body and they wanted to see how that event was going to unfold. They wanted to see what it was that Parikshit Maharaj was going to tell them. They don't necessarily, they're thinking, well, this way I'll become purified and I'll be guided towards the path of devotional service. The example of instructing the daughter-in-law. When a daughter-in-law, or when a girl gets married, she moves into the house of her in-laws. And, of course, the relationship may still be new and not at the stage where the mother-in-law, husband's mother feels that she can just comfortably instruct the new daughter-in-law who's just moved in the house. But her other daughters are there, and so she teaches them that you should cook like this, you should clean like this, this is how you attend to husband's needs, and so on. And the daughter-in-law is obviously also there, so she also hears. And because she's not being directly instructed, therefore there's no ego issue. And gradually in time, as her faith also builds, then the mother-in-law can instruct her directly. So Arjuna is also on the battlefield. Krishna puts Arjuna into a situation where he starts asking questions about duty, about the soul, about very, very basic things which he knows all about. Why is that? Because through Arjuna, Krishna wants to instruct us. Through instructing Prakshit Maharaj by Shukadev Goswami. Krishna wants to instruct us and thinking or knowing that we're a little too egoistic still to be directly instructed. In other words, that Bhagavad Gita isn't just a discussion to us, in other words, not addressed to the reader, but rather it's addressed to Arjuna. It's a conversation, and we find that many of the Puranic and Upanishadic instructions are like that. They're conversations between two persons, and we end up being an observer. But by being observers, obviously, we're also benefiting by hearing those truths that are being spoken and which are actually really spoken for us alone. Why aren't we ready to hear Krishna's words directly? Well, Krishna starts off by telling Arjuna, you're a fool. You're not a pandit. You're a foolish person. We may not take so kindly to someone instructing us, and the first words they tell us is that we're a fool. But if they're telling Arjuna, then we can take that as an interesting point, an interesting thing, without necessarily feeling offended ourselves. In this way, Krishna very kindly continues, despite all of our foolish efforts to be separate from Krishna, look for different paths of happiness or even self-realization, but Krishna keeps making efforts to guide us and direct us indirectly when we're very immature. And when we're ready to hear him, then tesham satata yuktanam bhajatam priti purvakam, then he guides us directly from within our hearts. So we should feel very fortunate that Krishna is so kind. And of course, he also sends us Vaishnavas and spiritual master who also guide us and instruct us according to our own level of spiritual realization and advancement, ultimately until we also feel comfortable at home and we're ready to hear whatever Krishna has to tell us directly. Well, in that way, Prabhupada used this very clever example. The housewife teaches the daughter-in-law by teaching her daughter. And then it says in the Bhagavatam, similarly, Krishna teaches the world by teaching his disciple. Hare Krishna.